This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. The next chapter in the book is the ahadithu fi sifat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ahadith regarding the hilya mubarakah have a lot of very specific terminology, and this is like a week in which I'm not really sleeping much at night because of different busyness. I have to finish my taxes and things like that. So we'll skip this chapter and come back to it inshallah, because it's going to take probably an hour and a half of mutala to make hal of each of the ahadith inshallah. So we'll go to the al-atharu fi sifat al-sahabat al-kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and then when we finish it we'll go back and read the previous chapter. أخرج ابن جرير وابن أبي حاتم عن السدي في قوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه لو شاء الله لقال أنتم فكنا كلنا ولكن قال كنتم خاصة في أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن صنع مثل صنيعهم قالوا خير أمة أخرجت للناس وعند ابن جرير عن قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى قال ذكر لنا أن عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قرأ هذه الآية كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس إلى آخر الآية ثم قال يا أيها الناس من سره أن يكون من تكلم الآية فليؤدي شرط الله منها كذا في كنز العمال. So Ibn Jarir, who is anyone except for Sheikh Abdul Hayy and Sheikh Akif, he's cheating because they're mashallah scholars. So anyone else? Ibn Jarir?
Tabari,
mashallah. So Tabari wrote like a very early tafsir of the Quran, and his tafsir is like the Costco of tafsir. There's no Costco in Rockford. I don't want to say Sam's Club just out of respect for the ulama, but it's like the Costco of tafsir. There's like everything is in it. Rata bin Yabis as well. So not everything. It's basically a clearinghouse, and the idea is that it was written for experts in hadith. So everything, all these different things people say about the Quran, as well as the chains of narration by which they're narrated, and an expert can evaluate how true they think this piece of information is or not. But really, almost everything in almost every other tafsir that's manqul, that's transmitted, almost all of it, Tabari is like, you know, the wholesaler that they get their material from. So Ibn Jarir al-Tabari and Ibn Abi Hatim narrate from As-Suddi, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he interprets the saying of Allah ta'ala, Surah Ali Imran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِنَاسِ, that you were the best ummah that was ever sent out to mankind. they narrate that Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if Allah wanted to, he would have said antum instead of kuntum. He said that you are the best ummah that is sent out to the people. And that would have included all of us. So he said this what after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. So he said that Allah ta'ala could have used the present tense, but he used the past tense, indicating something. And so the kuntum, he said, it means that this refers specifically to the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then after them in the specific sense, and then after them in the general sense, not to everyone who's Muslim, or everybody who comes to the masjid, even though it's good to come to the masjid, mashallah, but it specifically refers to them, and in general it refers to, according to Sayyidina Umar, everyone who does the way they did, or who behaves the way they behaved, or produces the way that they produced. And Ibn Jarir also narrates from Qatada, who is a student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and a very prime source of the tafsir of the Quran because of that that this ayah, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas, he read it, Sayyidina Umar read it to the people, and then he said, ya ayyuhan nas, o people, whoever it would sound good to them that to know that the Quran speaks about them. Right? Obviously, like in a good way, not like the Jahannam Quran speaks about you, but like in a good way that the Quran praises you. Whoever it would make them happy that they should be praised in the Quran, then complete the shurut, the shurut of being the khair ummah. Right? So what's the complete ayah? Kuntum khair ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. Right? You command that which is what is right, and you forbid that which is evil, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be diligent in fulfilling these conditions in order that you also can be happy that the Quran speaks about you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all so much happiness and tawfiq. Wa sallallahu tabarak wa ta'ala wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.